The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, Sangha. Wonderful to be with you in this moment in time. And warm greetings, rather hot greetings from California. I'm in Mountain View, California. And it's supposed to be 103 degrees Fahrenheit today. For those in Europe, that's almost 40 degrees centigrade. So there might be rolling blackouts. I hope there won't be a rolling blackout power outage while we are practicing together. But just in case that happens and this YouTube stream disappears, I just wanted to say that's probably the reason. So I hope it doesn't happen. But if it does, it is what it is. These are the conditions that we are practicing with. The pandemic, health pandemic, social justice issues, political issues, economic injustice, just so many issues in this world, in this broken, beautiful and broken world of ours that we sit and practice in. So wonderful to practice with you. And for today's practice, the theme I wanted to invite us to practice with, both in the guided meditation that I will lead and in the short Dharma talk afterwards, is the practice of a deep listening. Deep listening, which is not only applicable or actually really a wonderful practice for internal deep listening, internal listening to this body, this heart, this mind, with spaciousness, without judgment, with interest, with curiosity, with kindness, with compassion, to both do that internally, but also to practice for listening, deep listening externally to others, to people in our lives, to our loved ones, to people whom we don't agree with. The issues of social justice, restorative justice, deep listening is applicable in all of these cases. It's a very intense and deep practice to take on, both for our own sake and for the sake of the world. So whether you practice internally or externally, we'll start with the internal practice as a ground, as the support, because the internal practice is the support for the external practice, unless we can actually listen to ourselves deeply without judgment, with openness and curiosity. It's harder to do that for others if we haven't done that for ourselves. So as a service to the world, we're going to start in this practice that I will guide us through this morning. The deep listening internally. So with that introduction, I'd like to invite all of us to get into our meditation posture, whatever might be appropriate for you in this moment. If you need to shift and move to sit up, excuse me, sit up more straight, or if you need to lie down, whatever it is that this body needs in this moment. Landing, arriving in this body, arriving in this moment. And turning your awareness, turning your gaze inwards. Allowing yourself to feel safe where you are sitting, where you're lying. Having a sense of safety and protection so that you can let your body relax and soften. Allowing yourself to feel as safe as possible, safe as available. As you turn the gaze inwards. And softening, relaxing. Each and every part of the body. Deeply. Listening. Listening deeply. Listening to your feet. Listening. Using listening metaphorically. It's a way of becoming aware in a receptive way. In fact, actually, let's start with landing with sounds so we get more rooted in the act of listening. Receptively, as you land in the body. Firmly rooted with your feet on the ground, the underside of your legs if you're sitting on the floor. Allowing yourself to open up to sound. With a stance of receptivity. Not penetrative, not going out to try to really dissect the sounds, but relaxing, receiving the sounds. There could be the sound of the fan where you are, if in California perhaps. Maybe sounds outside. Maybe hum of the refrigerator or some other sounds. Or the sound of my voice. Allowing the act of listening, receiving sounds. To feel relaxing, softening, expansive. As if you were listening to your favorite music in a symphony hall or whatever venue is your preferred venue, listening to your beloved music, these sounds. listening to the sound of your breath, receiving. Deeply listening to the sound of your breath and to the sensations of the breath now. Again, expansive, non-judgmental, interested, soft, relaxed body. Whether the breath is short or long, deep or shallow, it doesn't matter. Now, as the breath is received, imagine that your abdomen is an organ of perception, organ of hearing, organ of seeing, organ of feeling, and your abdomen is deeply listening. Using listening metaphorically here, deeply receiving sensations of the breath, not in your head, but your abdomen itself is an organ of perception. And if this invitation seems confusing, don't push it. Just drop it in and see what unfolds on its own. Allow it to unfold without trying too hard. Now I'd like to invite you to allow your abdomen and your chest, your whole trunk, as well as your lower back and upper back, your whole trunk, to receive, to listen to the breath just as it's flowing, doesn't have to be any deeper or shallower, just natural breath. Relaxed, soft. Not breathing any harder or more forcefully, just shifting your awareness, your stance, to a receptive one in your body being an organ of perception, receiving, listening. Now I'd like to invite you to invite your neck, shoulders, your arms, your face, soft and relaxed, your entire upper body to be receiving, listening to the breath with your whole upper body. And now, with your sit bones, the area that connects to the cushion, to the chair, listening with your bottom, with your legs, with your feet, receiving the breath, receiving sensation. Now the whole body, the bottom added to the top. The entire body relaxed, soft, open. An organ of perception. The breath received in your toes, in your fingertips, in your forehead, in your ears, listened to by your neck and shoulders. Your lower back, relaxed, soft. The breath, like the breeze, the ocean breeze. Just as you were lying in the sand, just as if you were lying in the sand. And the ocean breeze, gently blowing over your whole body, and perhaps through your whole body, the breath. The same sense of ease, relaxation, openness. Receiving, deeply receiving. And if other sensations arise in the body, receiving them with the same openness, same curiosity, same interest, without any judgment. And if emotions arise, if thoughts arise, this receptive, deep listening stance, not in this case, entangled in the content, but so much more spaciously, allowing them to arise, present themselves, and be held. Without getting entangled, trying to judge them, respond to them, solve them, fix them. Non-reactive listening, non-reactive receiving to whatever is arising in this moment. And if nothing is arising, receiving the breath in the body, with the whole body, an organ of listening, organ of perception. The whole body receiving, listening internally. as the body is now an organ of perception. Listening deeply internally can open up also to include sounds, with the whole body now listening, receiving sounds and the soundscape all around you, above and beyond the boundary of your body. Can there be non-reactive, deep listening internally to your own heart? Compassionately listening to whatever is arising. Holding with care. Not trying to make it go away, judge it, fix it. Compare it. Just non-reactive, deep listening, spaciously. Whatever there is, there might be sadness, grief, there might be joy, gratitude. There could be a mix of many different voices. Just listening. And for the last moments of this practice period, holding yourself with care, with appreciation for having sat, having tried without attachment to outcome. And may our practice in non-reactive, embodied deep listening be of service. May it support both our awakening in this world, living with more compassion, more wisdom, more ease, and support, be of service to others. An act of service, a gift to others in our non-reactive, open-hearted, embodied listening. Thank you all for your practice. So, I'd like to say a few words about this practice of deep listening, non-reactive, embodied, spacious listening. So, as we explore together in the guided meditation, it's a practice of both listening internally as well as listening externally. So listening internally to the body, to the breath, to sensations, to thoughts, to emotions, the sense of non-judgmental listening. And again, I'm using listening here internally as a metaphor, because the the actual listening that we do in the world, it can be non-reactive. It can be a sense of receptive listening, non-reactive. So, actually, when we switch, when I start talking about listening externally to other people in our lives, then you'll see how this metaphor of listening internally and externally can make more sense. But internally also, listening deeply as for example, as I was guiding all of us in this guided meditation, there's a sense of listening as I was deeply listening with my whole body in an embodied way, listening to my breath, receiving my breath, there is a fuller sense of instead of just being aware. I'm using them synonymously, but a sense of embodied, full body listening, full body awareness, full body perception. So a lot of times with meditations, with guided meditation especially, there are skillful means to use the knowledge, the know-how that we already have in our hearts, in our bodies, in our minds. We know these things. We know how to do them by evoking through metaphor, through the use of language, to actually tap into things that we know how to do. We know they're there already, but to invite them to come forth. It's an invitation to tune the mind to a sense of open listening. So for example, when we go to a music to performance that we love, and we're just immersed. We're immersed. We're not judging, we're just openly receiving, completely receiving this receptive sense of the music, the sounds. So the same sense of receptivity with whole body engagement to turn that inward, turn that awareness, knowing, observing in an embodied way. So the keys here are to be non-judgmental, to be embodied, and to have a sense of openness, spaciousness, and an interest. So this interest, this nuance of interest, is one way that it's put in Zen, is grandmotherly mind. So the grandmotherly mind as an archetype. And again, if in your experience, your grandmother was aloof and did not have this way, so I invite you to please imagine the archetype, because we all have amazing powers of imagination. So do not let that block you. Allow yourself to tap into this power of the archetype of the grandmotherly mind, which is interested and caring, compassionate and curious. Tell me everything. Tell me, my child. Tell me, curious, interested, non-judgmental. So that sense of listening, that sense of perceiving internally, so that when thoughts arise, they're held in a compassionate, non-judgmental sense. Like, and then they can arrive and pass or be, but we don't get entangled in them with this sense of the grandmotherly mind, with this sense of interest, which this interest that has compassion in it. So the embodiment also in this case is, as I kept emphasizing during the guided meditation, the embodiment is really important to listen with your whole body. And in fact, one practice that I love teaching a lot is embodied listening to others. So in fact, as you are practicing right now, as you're sitting and listening to my words, see if you can continue to be embodied. See if you can feel your feet on the ground, your bottom on the cushion, your belly, your abdomen receiving the breath. Maybe feel your hands if they're available. Maybe listen with your whole body if that's available to you. Whatever is available, if just the hands and feet are available, great. Feel them as you're listening. You can feel your abdomen also as you're listening, even better. Or perhaps you can feel your entire body as an organ of listening, and you might not quite know what that means, but drop that in as an invitation to listen with your whole body, sense of interest, openness, curiosity, non-judgment in this case. So as a practice of embodied listening. So as we turn, so the first part of this practice is practicing this non-judgmental embodied listening, turning it inward, listening to our body, to our breath as the anchor, body and the breath as an anchor, or to emotions, if and when they arise, as well as thoughts, etc. And again, a sense of non-entanglement by curiosity and interest. For example, in this metaphor of the grandmotherly mind, the grandmother is listening and realizes that the child's like, oh, this is terrible. I didn't get the toy I wanted. I'm exaggerating, but grandmother knows that whatever entanglement the child is having, grandmother's holding in a bigger, spacious care, cares for the pain, the hurt of the child, but realizes that whatever is happening right now arises and passes. There's the impermanence. And the grandmother has a larger perspective. So evoking that sense of whatever thoughts, emotions arise, holding them with care, holding them with love, with affection, with compassion, and with also bigger perspective of, arising and passing and impermanent. And yes, the pain is real. It needs to be cared for and held, but not to be entangled in. And of course, being entangled in can happen. Don't judge yourself if that happens. This is a training. This is a practice that we are cultivating in this practice of embodied, compassionate, non-judgmental, deep listening. May not be sustained for every second of the practice, but might come and go. So if it's gone, don't judge yourself that it's gone. Entanglement can arise, but it's a practice that we're aspiring to. We are practicing so that it becomes more more readily available for us to turn into ourselves, listening to ourselves compassionately, non-judgmentally, deeply, in an embodied way, not just listening with our ears and our head, but an embodied way. That's one thing that I really, really want to emphasize. So again, embodied, non-reactive, interested, and compassionate. So this idea of listening, deep listening, this embodied deep listening is also in other traditions, of course. This is, we don't have hegemony over the capacities of the human mind and heart. And there is a wonderful quote that I love from Mother Teresa. And she was once asked by an interviewer, what did she say to God when she prayed? And her answer was, I don't say much. Mostly I just listen. And the interviewer asked, and what does God say to you? And Mother Teresa replies, he doesn't say much. Mostly, he just listens. And if you don't understand that, I can't explain it to you. I love this quote. There's this sense of just listening, deep listening, deeply listening to ourselves, deeply listening to others. This act of deep listening, holding presence. And we can turn this also external to our loved ones, to our friends. So many times I've seen people having conversations, but it seems like they are just waiting to interject their own opinion after the other person's opinion, or in fact, not even waiting, but just interrupting and interjecting opinions. But what if we actually listened to, just held space and listened with this embodied presence, without judgment, and just listened, really deeply listened to what's underneath it, the same way that we'd be listening to ourselves, to our own emotions. Like, oh, what's underneath this thought, for example, this thought that's arising? Ah, instead of getting entangled in it, like, well, let's kind of get a sense of it, a shape of it, the arc of it. And similarly with people that we care about and we love, to just hold presence, to just listen, as Mother Teresa is saying. I had an example of this recently where there is a very dear family member to me who we usually have similar political opinions, but in some ways, actually, we don't. Sometimes they differ. They're different. And in the past, when we've got to the areas where we have different opinions, especially nowadays in the U.S., it's so heated and so emotional for so many people and so many families. So in the past, I used to change the topic, kind of wisely change the topic so that I wouldn't engage in this political discussion that could potentially be causing friction between myself and this beloved family member. And then recently, when we got to this area, there was a pause, and then I decided to ask them, so I would really like to know, why do you feel this way? And there was a sense of me really expressing appreciation for them and respect for them, that, you know, given as, you know, thoughtful, et cetera, as you are, I'm really curious, well, why are you feeling this way? Why do you think this way? So with this kind of invitation for me to just listen, really just listen, I actually learned a lot about why it was that they were feeling the way they did. It was very enlightening for me. And then they opened up because they had the sense that I was trusting and I was not going to judge or interrupt or, and they told me all the reasons why, and they really opened up and talked about it. And I felt that that conversation actually brought us closer. And for me, it really gave an appreciation for why they were thinking or believing the way they were doing in this way. So act of non-judgmental, embodied deep listening, just listening. So another aspect that I want to bring up with deep listening is not only is it a gift to ourselves, but also a gift to loved ones, friends, people we care about, but also a gift, non-judgmental listening, is a gift to those with whom we have a broken relationship. So recently I served as an interviewer in a program at CIIS, California Institute of Integral Studies, for for an author who wrote a book called A Good Apology, Four Steps to Make Things Right. So it's about, actually I have the book here, I have a copy of it here, so you probably can't see it. But so the idea here is that when you have a broken relationship, when someone the relationship has gone wrong and you've caused harm and they've caused harm, there has been harm caused in the relationship. So the author, Molly House, she lays out four steps into repairing relationships. And it's so interesting. So much of it is dharmic, really. So a lot of interaction with the Dharma teachings. But the first step that she lays out is fascinatingly the hardest step also, is the step of listening, of non-judgmental listening, reaching out to the person. And when you're ready, and this doesn't have to be pushed or pressed, but when there is readiness to reach out to the person with whom you've had a broken relationship, and inviting them, of course, they can say no, it's their prerogative, and you shouldn't push it just because you're supposed to. But when there is readiness, when there is a sense of invitation that I just want to listen, that invitation would be, I just want to listen. I just want to, with the intention of really, really just listening, not trying to educate, but really, really deeply listening to the other person. And the idea in this first step of repairing a broken relationship is putting them first. Whatever story you have in your mind, in this case, that story, you put that aside. That is the recommendation of the psychologist. You put that story aside and you really deeply listen to their side of the story, and listen to how, and again, there is a difference between intention and impact. You may not have intended at all, or been aware of hurting this other person, but the impact has been there, to acknowledge, to really listen. And the chances are that when you really listen with a compassionate, open, non-judgmental stance of interest, it's grandmotherly mind, when you hear about how the other person was hurt, your apology will be genuine. It will be a genuine ask for forgiveness or apology or whatever it is. So it will be genuine, instead of, well, okay, now I've listened to you. Okay, now step two is, okay, I have to apologize. Not that, but really deep listening. And allow, again, putting the narrative that you have, and maybe then the person maybe might have acted in ways that you were hurt. After this is all done, the round of, you know, asking for, you know, apologizing, making amends, etc. After all of that is done, then maybe asking them whether they would be interested in listening to you. So again, as an invitation. But again, in the process of the four steps of apologizing and mending this relationship, really the first part, the most important part, is listening, deep listening, this grandmotherly mind, this non-judgmental listening with care, putting your own perspective, your interjection, like but putting all of that aside for a moment. So aside from interpersonal relationships, so we've talked about internal so far, we've talked about external with relationships. This also, this deep listening and this embodied deep listening is also relevant, quite relevant and applicable to restorative justice. And restorative justice being a way of making the community whole. And it's not about right or wrong, making someone right or wrong, but by restoring the whole community. And has been done in South Africa and other countries successfully, is an act of listening. It's an act of deep, deep listening. So in our divided world right now, especially in the US, in this country, with so many people shouting at each other and not deeply listening. Maybe one thing that we can do is to take a step and just listen, and holding our own interjections, our own opinions, our own cherished views and opinions, just holding them back and just deeply listening to another person to whom, with whom perhaps we don't necessarily agree. We have differences. Just listening, deeply listening. And if we each took some time to deeply listen to each other, either in close relationships, either in broken relationships, to others whom we disagree with and we don't know at all. And of course, as the basis of it, learning to listen to ourselves, to our own hearts, non-judgmentally, with care. May the world be a safer, more harmonious place to live. So I'd like to ask you for your, I'd like to thank you, excuse me, I'd like to thank you for your wise attention this morning and your kind attention this morning, this evening, whatever the time zone might be where you are. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for your kind and wise attention to this teaching. And may we all practice and cultivate deep, non-judgmental, embodied, grandmotherly mind, listening to ourselves and others. May all beings be well. May all beings be free.